I leave lights on in empty rooms so that I greet the ghosts, make them comfortable, assuage the longing of shadows outside that yearn to enter my home. My ghosts love me. They hug me at night, tell me jokes, make me metaphorical pillows to lean on, wrap me up in into energies of love. We cry together, sometimes. Other times, they wait in corners for me to stop. They play cards while tuning out my howls and desolation. They love me in the only way that ghosts can love, embodied, the only way that ghosts can love embodied souls, with distance. Sometimes you have to let your loved ones go, let them make their mistakes, die to their old selves, howl in the wilderness of their loneliness and pain, dance in the guest room to music only they can hear. Sometimes you have to pretend that your loved ones are not going crazy so that you won't go with them. You have to let them leave the lights on because it makes them feel better, even though you like seeing in the dark. My ghosts love me. They whisper in my ears. They wake me up in the morning and say, get your ass out of bed. Then they sleep while I work. Ghosts get tired of holding people up. People who think they are doing it all by themselves, we are never alone. The ghosts of our past, presents, and futures are crowded in one room sometimes, convening. What should we do about her today? It's Tuesday. Leave her alone. But it will be Friday soon. But it's Tuesday. Today. Yes, ghosts do not agree. I have five, at least. To my left, my right, above, below, in front, and behind. Wait, that's six. The one below is frowning. I always forget her. She thinks the others. I always forget her, she thinks. The others hug her. She feels better. They hug each other. They hug me. They tell me to turn off the lights. I do. We sleep.